Do you know the keys to fully operating in the power of the Holy Spirit? Find out on today's Believer's Voice of Victory as Gloria Copeland and her guest Billy Brim conclude their teaching, How to Move in the Power of the Holy Spirit.
Hello, everybody. Billy and I welcome you today. We're just having a little private conversation here on the side, talking about all the things of God, and we love having you come and be with us.
Oh, don't we, though?
So Billy's got some more good stuff for us.
Yes,
today
we talked about Sister Woodworth at her yesterday and about the great power of God that was in her meetings, how she started in the 1800s.
My goodness.
And she had nobody before her to pave the way. But she said, I'm just a little woman. She finally, God gave her visions, all kinds of things. I can't do it, she said, unless I have the power that the Galilean fishermen had. So she prayed for the power. And it was manifest in her meetings. And thousands of people all across America knew her.
Now, Billy, was there a woman before her that had made a major mark in the...
No.
No?
Nope. She was the first one. And so the power manifested. She prayed for the power. That's the point. Now, this is John G. Lake's book that you brought back into print. And John G. Lake... he knew that the power of God could be manifested in healing, that it was really truth. He said that electricity is God's power in the natural, and the Holy Ghost is God's power in the spirit realm. And so he believed that the power of God could be demonstrated. And so they were doing a test on him. And he would hook himself up to scientific. He was a scientific man. And really have the power just flow in the life of God and pray and certain things would happen. So he told them as they were doing their tests, I want to do one more thing. Go to your hospital and bring a man who has inflammation in the bone, tuberculosis. So they brought a man with tuberculosis in his bone. I said, take your instrument, attach it to that fellow's leg, but leave enough space to get my hand on his leg. You can have it attached on both sides. So when the thing was all ready, I put my hand on that man's shin and I prayed just like Mother Eder prays. He knew Mother Eder. He knew how she prayed. Everybody knew her.
Praise God.
Even though the historians have left her out, all the people of those days
knew
her.
They didn't care whether she's a woman or not.
No, not after Pentecost. They didn't care. No strange prayer, but the cry of my heart to God was, like her, I said, God kill the devilish business by the power of God. Let it live in him. Let it move in him. Then I said, gentlemen, what is taking place? They replied, every cell of his body is responding. Now, so he knew that she prayed that the power would be manifest. And boy, that's what happened. They fell like dead men in her meetings. And blind saw all kinds of miracles. They would hear heavenly singing. She always prayed for the power. And it brought in lots and lots and lots and lots of souls. Now, some people are trying to do away now with the manifestation of the Holy Spirit in church. Don't allow tongues to come. Don't allow any of those gifts.
We don't want to offend anybody.
Don't want to offend anybody. And Mother Eder.
Political correctness gone amok.
Gone amok, I'd say. Leaving out the Holy Ghost, the drawing power of God. He's the one that draws people to God.
That's right.
He's the one that convicts the sinner of their sins.
That's exactly right.
So anyway, she did a sermon, How to Cooperate with the Holy Spirit in a Meeting.
I guess that would be spiritual correctness gone amok.
Gone amok. And she did this sermon, How to Cooperate with the Holy Spirit in a Meeting. She wrote it she started in the 1880s and preached baptism of the Holy Spirit before it really came the first of the century. She was a pre-runner. And so she, in 1922, in her book, this is recorded that she wrote in 1922, Marvels and Miracles and Marvels. That book is not in print. However, one of her journals is in print, Signs and Wonders. They're going to scroll it across the screen so that you can get that 570 pages of her journal that she wrote herself. And it gives really the story of her ministry, Signs and Wonders. You can get it from the Copeland Ministry. Now, the book Miracle and Marvels is just like that. In fact, a lot of it is told over again as she kept her journals, but that one's not in print. And I went many years ago to the Oral Roberts Pentecostal Library and found that book, and in it was this sermon, How to Cooperate with the Holy Spirit in a Meeting. A lot of pastors, ministers put the quietus on operation of the Holy Spirit because they're afraid. But I think this will help them. And we're going to put this sermon online. And probably you will too. I don't know about that. But for sure you can see it at billybrim.org free. You can download it. And this sermon begins with a word from the Lord that came that day. And here's the word from the Lord. Jesus was pure and undefiled and separate from sinners and free from guile. And so must you be. Let Him manifest His love in you from day to day. Many I have chosen and put My mighty power on, but today they have drifted back. Mm. They will not let Me have My way with them. You must obey Me, or I will remove the candlestick out of its place. Why question and doubt as to My mighty power? Do not doubt, but submit yourselves fully and completely into My hands, that you may be used to My glory and honor.
Thank you, Jesus.
Brother Hagin always prophesied a great move of the Holy Ghost in the last days, but he said people will back up from it. Tommy Hicks prophesied that when it came, this great vision he saw, people backed up from it. So we don't want you to back up from it.
No.
And so that's why we're putting this online. Now this is her sermon. She's talking about how to cooperate with the Holy Spirit and His gifts in a meeting. Come as a little child full of joy and gladness. Come right, conscious that we have done all we know He wanted us to do in the best way we could to please Him. Think on that. Praise God and look to Him in faith to refill us and to use us to glorify Jesus. Then by faith, we touch the button, as it were, and turn on the switch. The connection being good and the communication between God and man restored by Jesus and maintained in good order by the Holy Spirit. The mistake many of us make is to let the persecutions and threatenings and rage and the powers of this world scare and frighten us. We are not prepared to suffer. We don't trust God and go to Him to vindicate His work in us. We too often draw back or compromise and, quote, use wisdom, unquote, of the wrong kind.
Yeah.
And are just as well satisfied when the power of God is not manifested so much. And the nice, quiet, eminently respectable, and precise modern Christians are not offended. We should be praying and looking for God to work more and manifest His power more. To draw back is not pleasing to God. And therefore, the marvels and miracles, the manifestation of His presence and power, are to a great degree lacking. Remember what Paul wrote to Timothy? He said in 2 Timothy 3, he said, in the last days perilous times will come. Men will have a form of godliness, but denying the power. So she prayed for the power, and she got it. We're going to pray for the power, and we're going to get it.
Amen. That's what we
want. Now back to her sermon. Let us go forward. Meet the conditions. Come at peace with all the brethren with love for God and man. Come with a desire that Jesus may be glorified. Meet together in one accord. Lose sight of yourself and each other in the supreme desire that God should work, that He should manifest His power. She always advocated that the power be manifest. Then pray the prayer of faith, and something supernatural will happen.
Hallelujah.
God will answer.
Yes, amen.
His power will flow in and through you. I double dog dare you. This is Billy Brim talking. Preacher, I double dog dare you to do this.
Amen.
He will give you fresh courage and enable you to do your part, to speak the word of God with boldness, and to give witness to the resurrection with great power, and the signs following will give positive and unmistakable evidence that the Lord is working with you. Fear and convictions will fall on unbelievers. Mm-hmm. Oh, she had vast numbers come to the Lord. We will too if we have God demonstrated to them.
That's right.
But we just can't have them come Sunday after Sunday after Sunday and try to intellectually persuade them without any evidence that there's real power.
That's right.
Now, this is back to her sermon. Enoch was translated, but before his translation, he had this testimony that he pleased God. We're looking and hoping to be translated, the church, that is, with the rest when Jesus comes. And we, too, should have the same testimony. The power, signs, and manifestations of the Spirit are testimony that God is pleased with us. We should desire to be operated by God's almighty hand and power. There should be the touch of virtue. Our prayers should produce results. We should have His power in our bodies.
Yes.
That's what Lake knew. God should be glorified in some way in our bodies. We are God's powerhouses. Jesus said, "You shall receive power when the Holy Ghost has come upon you." If we draw back, God has no pleasure in us and will not use us to do His pleasure. He cannot, because we are not a consenting party.
That's right.
And God has given to every man a free will. If you want to limit the gifts of the Spirit in your services, you won't be bothered with
them.
That's
right.
God desires and seeks... Now, that was me saying that, not her. God desires and seeks those after His own heart, one with Him and the Lord Jesus, to whom no sacrifice is too great, in order that the eternal counsels of God and His purposes may be carried out in their entirety. He seeks men of faith of the 11th chapter of Hebrews class. All that the Father has is conditionally ours. Now that prodigals are coming home, let us too eat of the fatted calf and join in the music and dancing. Let us make merry. He makes our feet like hinds feet and sets us up on high places. The power of God makes our bodies light when we are filled with the Holy Ghost, which is an earnest of the translating power. Brother Hagin said that in Pentecost, they were so happy in their services. Their music was so joyful. They had such a good time that people came out to see it.
You're talking about modern day.
Yeah, that's at Pentecost, at the 20th century, at Azusa Street and after. And Brother Hagin, after the charismatic movie.
Well, who said if you're on fire, they'll come watch you burn?
Yeah, they'll come watch you burn. It was Brother Hagin. If you're on fire, they'll come watch you burn.
Yeah.
And Brother Hagin, he didn't like it. He told the Rhema singers, "Don't you ever hand it to me on a down."
Yeah.
He said, "That's just something that came in charismatic days, that the idea that praise was fast songs and worship was slow songs. No, you can worship God in the dance, bless the Lord." So she said, "Let us join in the music and dancing. Let us make merry. He makes our feet like hinds feet and sets us upon high places." The power of God, this is Sister Worthetter's sermon, the power of God makes our bodies light when we are filled with the Holy Ghost, which is an earnest of the translating power. Some, however, are bound hand and foot. They cannot lift hands to God and cannot join in the holy dance. Some, it may be, have the spirit of the elder brother in the parable. We have holy, gentle boldness. We that are under the blood have not a spirit of fear.
That's right.
But of love and of power and of a sound mind. We know that we are sons and daughters of God with power and authority. So you can't have the fear. This is Billy Brim talking. You can't have the fear of the Holy Ghost showing up in your meeting, so you just control it and never have it. That's terrible. But, now listen to this. This will help you. But at the same time, Sister Woodworth Etter preaches, we are continually careful not to do or say anything that will displease or grieve Him, bring reproach on the cause, or contempt on the work. We should try the spirits. If ours is the desire to do some big thing ahead of someone else, then watch. Ask rather, will the people receive light? Will they be edified? And you will probably have to say no, because so many spirits are not of God. Some people throw away God's spirit too. In other words, don't throw away God's spirit just because somebody's going to move under the other spirit.
That's right.
You test it. The Word and the Spirit agree in perfect harmony. There's a way to test it. We should not be trembling and fearful and excited for fear some other spirit should come in. When some wrong spirit comes in, don't whisper around, getting others nervous. Jesus is present on the white horse of power to control the meeting. And God can take care of His own business.
Yes, He can. He's not a bit nervous.
No, He's not nervous. If someone messes up, He's not nervous.
No.
Don't say to your brother, "Stand back there because the devil comes in sometimes and uses you. I cannot trust you." Peter backslid, but he repented. He went out and wept bitterly. If he lived in these days, they would always be throwing it up to Peter and he would never hear the last of it. Why, he denied the Lord. At Pentecost, a few days afterward, a spokesman was required. Did the rest say, "We cannot trust Peter"? Just lately he lied and backslid and cursed and swore and disgraced the Lord and us. If they had acted like that, the words would have frozen in Peter's mouth. They knew God had restored him filled him with His Spirit. Take the one God chooses, no matter what is in the past. Where are they now? Take heed that Isn't that great?
Yes,
isn't this great? She's experienced, so she'll help you, pastors and ministers. Take heed that you offend not one of these little ones that believe in Christ, Mark 9:42, that they stumble not and fall because you reject them from fellowship, deny them liberty, and withhold your love. Oh, this next statement I just love. Now, this is Sister Woodworth Eternell. Be a committee of one to see that you walk straight in all the will of God.
Amen.
Be a committee of one to see that it is the Spirit of love that controls you at all times. So you don't join committees that are judging everybody else in the church if they're living right or if they're, walking in love. What we need is more committees, but they're committees of one.
Yes.
And I'm to be a committee over Billy Brim to see that she's walking straight in the
that
Word of God.
That is exactly right.
And I'm to be a committee of one to see that it's the Spirit of love that controls Billy Brim at all times.
That's right.
And then I have to make a judgment in the committee and straighten myself up according to the book, you know. So she's given you rules that will help us have manifestation of the Holy Ghost. Watch against an unforgiving spirit. A desire to avenge, to take satisfaction for an injury by just punishment through retaliation. Beware of envy. It is a feeling of uneasiness at another's superior advantages or privileges, a dislike or discontent because of the superior excellence or success of another. If God has respect to the offering of a brother and pays no attention to ours, it is not good for us to be angry and jealous, afraid someone else will get ahead of us in the affections and love of the brethren. Then it is the time to watch, because sin crouches at the door, and the devil is close at hand, preparing to spring in and overpower us. If our ear is open to hear the Spirit, the Holy Spirit will warn us. If our supreme desire is that Jesus be glorified, we will be glad He is glorified in our brother.
That's right.
See, you come to church with the supreme desire that Jesus manifest Himself and be glorified. So you're just as happy if He uses someone else in the gifts of the Spirit than you. You're just as happy because Jesus is glorified.
Praise God.
The Holy Ghost takes of the things of Christ and gives them unto us. Oh, that we were as eager to glorify Jesus as the Holy Ghost is. As followers of Jesus, we should be. Our speaking and actions must all be in harmony with God's Word. God does not speak through us in other tongues to rebuke an elder, for instance, nor give us authority to cause division and factions in the assembly. It is God's will and to His glory that we bear much fruit, fruit of the right kind, Galatians, the fruit of the Spirit. The gifts are given that we should bear more fruit. It is the Christ abiding in us to fulfill the Father's will that brings forth much fruit. Are we content with just a little fruit so that we know we're not cut off? Jesus was not. He cleanses us from the defilement of our surroundings and circumstances.
Amen.
If we would continue to abide in Him, we must cleanse ourselves from all filthiness of the flesh and of the spirit. Lay aside every weight. Mm-hmm. Be not entangled with the yoke of bondage nor affairs of this life. Work for eternity. Lay up treasure above. Place your affections in heaven. Let us keep before us the joy and privilege which is ours to give the invitation, "Come in the name of Jesus," to whosoever will.
Praise God.
John 15:7 says, "If you abide in me and my words abide in you, you shall ask what you will and it shall be done unto you." We should abide in Him, in His service, in His word, in His will, having His mind filled with His Spirit, which impels to action to carry out the purposes of God. His words must abide in us. If we're going to have the manifestation of the Spirit, we got to have His words abiding in us. So she goes on. Keep reading and practicing the New Testament teachings. The supreme object of our lives should be to exemplify its teachings, carried out even in detail. Our chief desire should be to know what Jesus would have us do and say at this time and place. Whatever is for God's glory, that's what He wants to do. It is for His glory to heal His saints.
Yes.
It shows how much He loves them and manifests His
glory
power.
To God.
One case of healing in the name of Jesus, accompanied by the knowledge of sins forgiven and the peace which passes all understanding,
yes,
is sufficient to demonstrate the divinity and resurrection of Jesus Christ, and therefore convict and convince sinners. Bless the Lord. The Holy Ghost puts the desire in your hearts to glorify Jesus. We wish and long for Him to exhibit His riches and goodness and do great things, not for us especially, but for everyone, even whosoever will call upon His name under the conviction that He is the Son of the living God. We allow Him to prepare us, and we prepare ourselves. He's invited to work. We surrender the control to Him and bring every thought, word, and action into subjection to Him. The Holy Ghost and we work together in perfect harmony. His object is to form Christ in us. Unless Christ is in us, we're reprobates. He dwells in our hearts. Put on the Lord Jesus Christ. You are His body. Let us consider and see what is for God's glory and ask for it, and He will do it. Our will and asking brings it.
Praise God.
It's got to be your will, preacher, pastor, to have it in your church, and then you got to ask for it.
Amen.
It's God's will to do it, if it is our will for it to be done.
Hallelujah.
Don't ask if you really don't want it. If you do, ask in faith and confidence. If you're going to draw back when the Lord begins to use you to answer your own petition, how can you desire it? If you have gifts from God but lose your experiences and try to work them out yourselves, it's an interruption and an annoyance in the meeting. All gifts, I'll have to skip some of this, we're running out of time. All gifts must be used in the power of the Holy Ghost. With the exercise of a particular gift, there must be the demonstration of the Spirit. The Lord Jesus working through you will be the power. If it is not used out of love for God and to carry out His purpose, you will find that without Him, you can do nothing.
That is a fact.
Now, I'm going to read this. There is law in Holy Ghost meetings and system and order, and neither the Spirit nor God's Word allows a lawless freedom to rule. The Lord Jesus is present, and we should allow Him to use the others as readily as us. Without our getting in His way and being hurt and offended if we shall not have His way. He cannot have His way. Now, our way. God's presence should be manifest. Don't get settled down, contentedly satisfied in the absence of divine power.
Right.
As if we could do anything of ourselves to amount to anything in the work of the Lord. No, it is the Lord God who must work through us. If anything is to be accomplished that will survive the fire, which will try every man's work, we are laborers together with God. But if God is not laboring with us, we should never rest satisfied till He does.
Amen.
Glory. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Praise God. We'll put these on both of our websites.
Yes, let's do it.
And take it and pass it around.
Yes.
Give it to the people, you know. Glory to God. Billy and I'll be right back.
Come to these exciting meetings. A Behind the Mission Weekend with Stephen Kelly Swisher is February 19th and 20th, 2010 in Scottsdale, Arizona at the Doubletree Paradise Valley Resort. You're invited to join Kenneth and Gloria Copeland for the 2010 Branson Victory Campaign, March 4th through 6th at Faith Life Church in Branson, Missouri. The Copeland Family Meeting in Long Beach, California is July 8th through 10th, 2010. Come and meet the family, George and Terry Pearsons, Stephen Kelly Swisher, John and Marty Copeland, and Jeremy and Sarah Pearsons at the Long Beach Convention Center. The Behind the Mission Weekend in Orlando, Florida will be September 24th and 25th with Stephen Kelly Swisher at the Hilton Orlando Bonnet Creek. Be sure to come to the Washington, D.C. Victory Campaign November 11th through 13th with Kenneth and Gloria Copeland at the Hilton Memorial Chapel in Woodbridge, Virginia. For more information, call 800-600-7395 or visit our website at kcm.org.
Today's offering day, and while we were off camera, I thought of something immediately. We're going to receive a special offering. And Gloria, I remember that when Jim Caseman and I were going into the Soviet Union during Soviet Union days in Russia, and the Lord had told Jim to get Brother Hagin's books into Russian and take them in. We were sitting at a table in a restaurant, and you said, I'll give $100,000. We will. And you sold yourself into Russia. After that, Now you're on television all over
That's
Russia. This is going all
you
over
know,
Russia.
I've totally forgotten about
you
that.
Sowed yourself into that move of God.
Praise God.
And then you reaped of it. And right now, great reaping and coming from that area. Well, immediately when we went off of air, this scripture came to me. Galatians 6:6. Let him that is taught in the word communicate or give unto him that teaches in all good things. Be not deceived, God is not mocked. For whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. He that soweth to his flesh shall of the flesh reap corruption. But he that soweth to the Spirit shall of the Spirit reap life everlasting.
Yes, glory
so
to God.
It came to me while we were off the air. We could receive a special offering today. Now, you can't pay for the Holy Ghost. You can't pay for the move of the Spirit. Yeah. But you can sow.
Yes,
and with God's blessing, like, for instance, if you're a pastor, you could say, our church is going to give in to what we heard today. And we're going to sow into this message and into this going around the world. And we're going to ask you, Lord, we're willing. We're going to ask you to give us a crop. Hallelujah.
Yes, amen.
We're going to ask you for the power of God to
Thank
be
you,
demonstrated in our church.
Yes.
Now, you're not paying the Copelands for it. You're
in
not paying
churches.
The Holy Ghost for it. You simply obeying the Word. And you're just sowing a seed.
Yes.
And
inviting the Holy Spirit to come in.
Inviting the
yes,
Holy Spirit
amen.
To come in. It'll be like
Glory
a it'll
God.
Be like a point of contact.
Yes.
This
amen.
Offering right here that I'm going to send to the Copeland Ministry is my point of contact, my seed. I want to reap the crop of
For
the power of God,
of
a move of the
God.
Spirit in
amen.
My church.
Amen.
Bless
Father,
the Lord.
We pray over that, and we believe for the churches and the ministries to be inundated with the
yes.
Spirit of God. Holy Spirit, manifest yourself in our midst. We invite you. We want you. We believe for it in Jesus' name, and we agree. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Billy. We just have enjoyed having you
fun.
So much.
So
it was
fun.
Great. Be sure and let Billy know how much you enjoy her. Billy Brim. What's your address, Billy?
Box 40, Branson, Missouri.
Good.
65615 or billybrim.org.
Yes, amen. Glory. We'll see you again soon. Jesus is Lord.
Thank you for joining us today on the Believer's Voice of Victory. Visit our website at kcm.org. There you can purchase today's broadcasts on DVD or CD or a copy of today's product. Kenneth Copeland Ministries has a resource of study tools designed to give you hope and help you find the answers you're looking for. You can also call our prayer line, 800-600-7395, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Have faith in God and walk in the blessing today.